Now, a mother from Herefordshire says years of inadequate care has destroyed her son's mind beyond repair. Sue Clifford from Fownhope has hit out at the treatment given to her son, qualified Dr. Stephen Sadler, who suffers from a condition called body dysmorphic disorder, or BDD. Now, it affects the way a person sees themselves, making them extremely anxious about their image. For Stephen, a combination of stress at work and a small scar on his forehead drove him into depression, where he spent more than £60,000 on plastic surgery. Stephen lost a leg and an arm in a double suicide attempt while he was taking some antipsychotic drugs. Once he was sectioned, he underwent massive doses of electric shock treatments and worried for his safety. His family pulled him out of an NHS mental health hospital and now have to look after his complex needs themselves. Our reporter Julie Tyler has been speaking to Sue to find out how life is now for Stephen and the rest of the family.
Broken. Broken person, broken by the body dysmorphia and broken by his inpatient stays in mental health hospitals. They've got it so wrong in the mental health hospitals from top to bottom. It needs redesigning, pulling down and pulling back up and starting again. You have to remember Stephen was in a mental health hospital with two severe physical injuries. Now, if the mental health part isn't dealt with in there, which it wasn't, he was just basically sectioned, locked up. That's what happens when you're sectioned. You are locked up. They might change your meds slightly. They might give you a bit of psychotherapy. Stephen was in this particular one now for nearly a year. Nothing else was done. How can he come out any better? But after 6 months on a section, you can take yourself off your medication if you feel it's not doing you any good. And Stephen did that. And he improved. Stephen's never had psychosis. Stephen doesn't have any schizophrenia. He's not bipolar. He has body dysmorphia and severe depression. It's a condition that you don't like yourself. He focused on a scar he had from the age of 6 when he went over the handlebars of his bike. At times of stress, body dysmorphia will explode and get bigger. And if the stress isn't dealt with, and Steve was working as a busy GP doctor, I believe, and he believes, that he should have had been given a little break from GPing. When he went to the Priory and he came out, they were told you must continue with the CBT. We were told by the Knoll in Hereford when he came back here, 6 month waiting list. In that 6 months, he regressed, he got worse. And he went back into hospital. And then it was just a rolling thing. Back into hospital on section, keeping there a year, electric convulsive therapy, no talking, no CBT, no BDD treatment. So you're putting the person back out again, the same. And then you fast forward to Stephen having lost two limbs because of the second train jump, because there was no BDD, fell through the net again. There was no BDD treatment, no CBT. You fast forward and you put him into a mental institution that can't even deal with the body dysmorphia.
So are you saying if he'd been dealt with properly, he wouldn't have lost his limbs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have no doubt, and neither has Stephen.
Well, that was Sue Clifford from Fownhope on the devastating story of her son Stephen, who she claims has been completely destroyed by the NHS system.